woke up this morning with a powerful thirst. I couldn't decide what I should do first. Have me a couple of beers, brush my teeth.
This is HDN.
Thirsty Thursday, my favorite day of the week.
Hi there, it is Thursday, the second half of this short week. Jamie and Lisa in the Beaver Bank Bunker.
And starting you off with a little bit of clarity here. What in the name of God is going on with the seahorse? The Twitterverse went absolutely apeshit this week after Frank Magazine tweeted out a link to a major story that they had done about the closing of the Seahorse Tavern. And the story from Frank was very specific and talked about how the owner of the building, Starfish Properties, was kicking the Seahorse out and that the bar was going to close. Well, within, I would say, an hour of that original tweet, I mean, not the local Twitterverse went out of its mind, and so did Victor Siprick, who is the owner of the Seahorse Tavern, who categorically denies that the Seahorse is going to close. In fact, he claims it will never close, and that is probably very good news for hipsters all over town, securing its place in history here in Halifax.
And those of us who have carved our initials in the tables years ago and that to remain.
Listen, is there a darker, dingier tavern?
Is that a weird colloquialism or is that a Lisa Blackburnism?
What do you mean?
It's tavern. T-A-V-E-R-N, not tavern. And you said it like four or five times and you've said it before.
Yeah.
Look at you. That's, yeah, it's...
It must be a maritime thing.
I don't know. I've never heard anybody else saying it. I think it's your thing.
Oh, okay. Well, to say, the Seahorse is not closing, and according to Victor Siprick, will never close.
I want you to say tavern.
Tavern.
Yeah. It sounds weird. It's hard to say, isn't it? Because you've never said it properly. It's a tavern.
Maybe not properly for you.
Well, I see. Do you light a lantern? You probably do, too. A lantern?
Lantern, yeah. I say lantern. Tavern, lantern.
I'm trying to think of some other words. That's so bizarre.
I just have to
trend around. Well, no, tomato and tomato, it's spelled the same way, and it makes sense because either pronunciation would work for
right.
that. Tavern, you're changing letters around there, lady. Look at you. You're all mad at me now.
It's tavern, I've never lantern. Thought of it before.
If you're studying to be a doctor, are you an intern?
An intern?
Yeah.
No, you're an intern.
So you're a lantern. And you're drinking at a tavern.
Okay. Never thought of it before.
Well, I make a billion and one mistakes, and I mispronounce all sorts of stuff. So please feel free to point it out to me. But that's something that I've always wondered, because you've always said that.
Yeah. I think it's a maritime thing.
You've said that before. I know. It was when the Micmac Tavern.
That's right. The Micmac Tavern.
So the author of 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea was Jules Verne? Is that what you're saying?
And it's Laverne and Shirley.
Laverne.
Can we move along?
I love that Birds hit. Trend, trend, trend. Do you remember that one?
Oh, classic. Classic. I think the first time I heard that was at the Seahorse Tavern.
Hey, write us. JamieandLisa.ca. Tell us, is that
a maritime thing or am I just crazy?
Well, the one thing I did notice when I first... I mean, I've been here for a quarter of a century now.
Yeah.
So another quarter of a century and...
And you'll be one of us.
I won't be a come from away anymore. But the first thing I noticed is a couple of friends of mine here would say AR, like bar. It would be bear.
Bear.
Car. It's not very far. And that was...
very far if you take your car to the bar.
It's right by the Ultramar.
That's right.
And that was I've noticed that. I remember seeing Anne Murray interviewed before. And I think she goes, I'll tell you, this is American television. Yeah. I'll tell you, way back when I was a kid, I never thought that I would ever go this far. And it was like, Maritimer. So that's
just like it smacks you like right between
the
two eyes.
That's the ultimate test.
That's trigger for you.
That's the litmus test of a Maritimer right there. Like tavern.
We'll put that question out there.
Does anybody listening, do you say tavern or
Tavern.
How about cousin?
No. I've never, ever said that. Never in a million years.
But have you heard that?
Yes, I have.
See, that's another maritime colloquialism.
I had to force my daughter to stop saying
that. Well, please tell her not to say tavern.
Anyway, to finish this up and to clarify even further, first of all, Starfish doesn't even own or manage the property that the Seahorse is in. Mm-hmm. And Victor Siprick says no. Yes, he is in negotiations with his landlord right now, and certainly the threat to move Seahorse Tavern to
Tavern
to Hell's Kitchen, of course, the basement area of the Marquee Club, is definitely a bargaining chip, but Seahorse isn't going anywhere anytime soon.
I think I'm going to post a picture of you and me at the Seahorse.
Is there a picture?
There's a picture of you and me at the Seahorse, probably about 15 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll post that one. JamieandLisa.ca, or I might even post it with this particular podcast.
Okay.
And I'll say, here we are at the tavern.
Well, I think we can call this Parts Unknown coming to Parts Round Here. This is quite the coup. The Devour Food Film Festival that is going on in Wolfville is going to be featuring none other than Anthony Bourdain.
Oh,
yes.
Parts Unknown.
Parts Unknown on CNN. November the 12th is the date. And Devour is a food-centric film festival, and Anthony Bourdain will introduce as the festival's opener, Eat, Drink, Man, Woman screens. That's apparently his favorite food-related movie.
Mm-hmm.
He'll sit and watch it afterward. There'll be a 30-minute Q&A with the audience, and then he'll host a one-hour book signing. And his new book is called Kitchen Confidential, Adventures in the Culinary Underbelly.
Could they fit that whole title on the front page?
They had to turn it sideways, yeah. that's actually what propelled him to stardom and got him the show on CNN in the first place. But yes, so
he's Wolf a great Hill, guy. And
it's very funny. No confirmation, by the way, that this whole thing is going to cost the producers of the Film Fest $90,000. That was the report that Bourdain's fee to spend the day in Wolfville is $90,000 plus a private plane to bring him to Halifax from New York.
Oh, I could see that being a possibility. Yeah, he'll bring $90,000 worth of people there, I'm sure.
Oh, easily.
Definitely attention to the festival.
Having a party in Sambro this weekend. It's the Sou'wester Days, starting on Friday, running through the weekend. Now, a lot of things going on over the 3 days, including the family-friendly Kaylee at the community tent at the Sambro Fire Station. Actually, in fact, most of the activities are taking place in and around the Sambro Fire Station, so just look for that. The community parade goes Saturday at 10 a.m. and starts at Atlantic View Drive in Sambro Head and goes all the way down to the James McPhee Memorial Ball Field on West Pennant Road. And no cost for that at all if you want to get a float or your business in there. And then 10 o'clock on Sunday, the closing fireworks, and they'll be accepting cash donations outside Pennant Point Park. So that's down at Crystal Crescent Beach, mm-hmm. down Sambro Way. So a great weekend to spend in Sambro. Well, looks like the arse end of summer is going to be a warm one. Environment Canada forecasting a warmer than normal August and September for the East Coast. And that's building on a summer-long trend of fairly high temperatures. And Environment Canada says at 20.2 degrees, the average temperature for Halifax last month was about a degree and a half warmer than the usual July norm. And I guess we had more days that were above 25 degrees, well, almost double what we're used to in July. Mm-hmm. So July was pretty darn good to us. And
well, we're just making up for the fact that we had absolutely no spring this year.
Exactly, exactly.
We need a damn good August if you want us to break even on this one.
Mm. Well, to say that Target is shitting the bed would probably be the understatement of the year. It has really underperformed with its introduction into the Canadian market, and they're certainly not doing anything to ingratiate themselves to Canadians.
Yeah.
They're clarifying a major policy change on price matching that they announced with much fanfare last week. Starting on Tuesday of last week, consumers can present digital flyers from selected online Canadian stores, and Target will match the price.
Right.
Those retailers include Walmart.ca, Best Buy, Future Shop, Toys R Us, Babies R Us, Canadian Tire, Sears, and Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And they will also match any other retailers advertising in the local area. So all you need is a digital or hard copy of, say, the Superstore flyer, and they will match the price on, you know, any item that is advertised there within.
Right. That now, sounds like what price matching is,
yes,
to me.
But this is vastly different than what was originally announced by worldwide target. Originally, they said it would be Canada-wide price matching, and that was the direct quote from Target, Canada-wide price matching. And for consumers, that's considered the holy grail. Now,
oh, so I see. So you can get a flyer from Vancouver and then bring it here to Halifax.
Exactly.
Well, I can see where they would make that mistake, because if they are price matching at all Target stores across Canada, then really they are Canada-wide price matching.
But...
Oh, I know. These extreme couponers are pretty insane. They go by, you know, the letter of the law for sure.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, for them to backtrack on that after making this huge announcement and, you know, getting the retail world all in a kerfuffle...
Well, you know what my big problem with this whole price matching thing with Target is? I've been in Targets a few times since they've opened up here, and they just don't seem to have the stuff. So how can you price match if you don't have the stuff? That's one thing Walmart could say is, yeah, bring all your flyers in here and we'll match the price. You bring your stuff to Target and say, oh, no, we don't carry that. No, sorry, we don't carry that. So you're going to end up having to go to other places anyway. To me, price matching, yeah, get the stuff first, then start price matching. Do you feel the same way? I mean,
well,
they're like seem
very
to...
limited selection.
Yeah,
very limited. It's certainly not the Target that I remember from down in the States.
9 times out of 10, you're going to be turning people away saying, sorry, we would price match that if we had it.
And I mean, bottom line is that you cannot go to Target, at least the one in Bedford, and do a full-on grocery shop while you're picking up other things, because they don't have the produce.
Yeah, price matching is a pretty good way of advertising. But what are you advertising? You're advertising the fact that we are one-stop shopping and we got it all here. So don't bother going to your other stores. Come here, we'll match the price and everything will be happy. And Walmart got away with that. There are some other ones that used to do price matching. But the fact is, if you don't have the stuff there, that's just going to make it very obvious that you don't. It's going to reinforce in people's minds the fact that you don't have the stuff. If people go walking in there with a handful of flyers and then walk out of there with a handful of flyers because you didn't have the stuff to match, their feeling about your establishment is not going to be a positive one.
No. And the big thing, too, is that you know, they're looking at this more from the online shopping perspective. They are also saying that you know, they'll match selected online Canadian retailers. But where Walmart has really kicked it upstairs is that Walmart.ca is now offering free shipping. So you can, you know, buy an order online at Walmart.ca and have it shipped to you for free.
You know what's next?
What's that?
If you buy this chair, we'll sit in it. You don't even need to bother putting it in your house. We'll wear it out for you.
Well, kind of some sad news from the Ward 5 Neighborhood Center, and hopefully there is somebody out there with deep pockets that can rectify this situation. The Ward 5 Neighborhood Center has been providing meals for the hungry in the north end of Halifax for close to 40 years, but they have never had a food establishment permit. Now, I'm not sure how they could operate that long and not realize that if you are serving food to the public, you do have to be licensed in some capacity. The province caught up with them, and they actually closed down the kitchen. So that means that, you know, the 50 or so kids that have been served breakfast every morning and the seniors who go there for lunch are now going without. The center says bringing the kitchen into compliance with regulations will cost about $8,000. And that kind of money, they simply just don't have.
Now, aren't they funded by the United Way? We were there for a couple of years for
the
United Way launch.
Yeah, the kickoff breakfast. Yeah, you're right. So,
give to the United Way.
Exactly. Their campaign is coming up very, very soon. I do believe starting in September, they'll be putting out the plea to many workplaces who have the United Way workplace campaign. So,
might be a good idea to give the United Way a call and see if they are going to be helping out the Ward 5 Community Center with their kitchen. And that would be a great place to make your donation there. It's a tax deduction and everybody's happy.
Win, win, win.
Yeah.
And finally, an interesting question about just who owns the streetlights. Well, it would appear that now the city is overtaking ownership and maintenance of streetlights in the HRM.
Well, who did own them?
Well, up until now, Nova Scotia Power was responsible for streetlights in the city. So if you had a streetlight that was burned out or was flickering or whatever, you'd have to call Nova Scotia Power. But now, as of August 1st, the municipality took ownership and responsibility for the streetlights, including those in municipal parks and open spaces. The only exception are streetlights on the 100 series series highways and the on-off ramps to said highways. So the Cirque, for example, that's owned by Nova Scotia Power still. So
why do I know they're going to be dark neighborhoods? If they do as good of a job with this as they did with the plowing of the streets, the residential sidewalks, etc., Lord help us all. Yeah, carry a flashlight wherever you go. Oh, we're going to notice, I bet you we're going to notice a big difference.
Yeah, I'll keep an eye out. If you notice a street light that's on during the day, one that's burnt out or maybe flickering, damaged street lights, exposed wires and the like.
Let me guess, call 311?
Yes.
Okay. And that same guy who came out to fix our lawn that they destroyed will come out 3 months down the road and throw some gravel on it.
That's right. Maybe throw a light bulb on it and stomp on it.
Oh, I wonder if they're going to contract that out like they do the street plowing.
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
That is a good question. And coming up August 16th and 17th, the dogs are going to be taking over the Halifax Common. It's a new summer event. It's called Paws on the Common. And again, it's down by the Emera Oval site. Nonprofit, this is year one, and they're looking for any and all help that they can get. Again, it's August 16th and 17th. Their website is www.pawsonthecommon.com. Looks like they've got all kinds of great activities planned over 2 days. They're going to have health and wellness experts there. I have a feeling Rodney Habib will probably be on hand. We'll double check on that one.
And we also are going to have Rodney Habib on the show very, very soon. He's just back from Las Vegas, where he actually did one of those TED Talks.
Yeah, I want to get the full scoop on that.
Yeah.
But anyway, Paws on the Common, health and wellness experts. They'll have breed experts there, unique retailers and industry associations. So it's all things dogs for 2 days.
And all things on leash.
Check the website to be absolutely sure. But they say they do have lots of space for the pups to play. www.pawsonthecommon.com for more information. And again, it's August 16th and 17th.
All right, that's all of our time for this Thursday edition of the Halifax Daily News. I think Lisa and I are heading off to the tavern.
Hey, won't be far if we take our car to the bar.
We'll be back on Friday.
Until then.